Ancient comrades, I found a bottle of vodka. Drink up. Also, it is time to commence plan A, going into the base and stealing parts, and to get the heck out of here. Off we go.
I hope everything goes well.
I do too.
What is the estimated time to get there?
Zero.
Oh.
Everybody out! We are outside the enemy's main base at this moment. There we are going to start off the plan. Everybody knows their position in this situation.
Yes.
Yes!
Alright then, go!
Move.
But wait, I need to tell you something. I sexually identify as a 3x2 shiny red Lego piece.
No one cares. Now go! This is their base. We break in at exactly 11 a.m. When the doors open for 5 minutes, we steal supplies and get out without being spotted. Hold on. Wait a second. And now! The rats, we are currently in the lower level of the base. There isn't as much security down here.
Remember that there's still a couple of landmines here, so don't set one off.
I will try my best not to do the thing that you just said not to do, Mr. Master.
Shut up!
Okay, I will not try to set off one of the few landmines that are in this underground cavern.
Are we there yet?
And me. How in the world did we actually get through that life?
With my luck, anything is possible.
Alright, so we move to the heart of this whole place, the parts factory. That is where they make everything from shampoo to the parts that are needed to rebuild our ship.
Let's do what he said, even though I'm the commander. There should be 3 guards just around this corner. We take them out and disguise ourselves as them.
What if the clothes don't fit?
Then that's tough.
What is they hear us coming and then they send reinforcements?
They won't, because we're going to be sneaky.
What if the 3 of them beat us up instead of us beating them up?
They won't see us coming, so it'll be a surprise to them, and then we will beat them up.
What if...
Shut up and just do the freaking mission.
I was just asking all the possibilities that could happen to us and seeing the possible outcomes that could be in that situation.
Good grief.
Alright, on 3, we go. 1, 2, 3, go!
Hey, you, stop!
I got you. Now that we are suited up, we can resume the mission.
The factory is in the heart of the base. We can easily walk through everything because of our uniforms. If people ask any questions, then I will do the talking. Commander, will you watch and see if anybody's coming when we get there so we know to hurry up and get the parts faster?
Okay.
What is my part in the mission at this moment?
You will go as the mechanic and to fetch the parts.
Si, senor. I will do as you say and only what you say.
Alright, let's start walking.
Now, what are you 3 doing here? Bobby, Joel, and Norman aren't supposed to be guarding the sector, eh?
Well, you see, we are on our lunch break.
We are getting food at one place that is really good and smells good, make us good food and good drinks. It is good, and people are saying it's good, and
I mean, yeah, what he said.
Guys, okay, you seem a little off then. We can't have that, or you know what happens.
What happens? We don't know what happens! Is there something bad going to happen to me?
Yes, you do.
I do!
Shut up and be quiet.
What is...
Shut up!
You guys don't usually act this way. Have you guys been drinking at all, or maybe doing something you aren't supposed to?
No, we're still off.
Well, everyone has those types of days, so it's all good. See you around.
You too!
You need to stop acting like an imbecile or else you're gonna die or something.
What is an imbecile?
You are the definition of an imbecile.
Anyway, let's just continue with the mission.
Are we there yet?
And me!
We are now here, at the heart of this place, where they build and buy and ship everything from here. Commander, you stay here and try to stay out of the conversation, but if needed, then try your best not to blow our cover.
Got it.
Nutritionist, you are coming with me. Got that?
Sure.
Well, then we go. Alright, here's the section for the thrusters. Nutritionist, can you go over there and get the GPS tracker? Nutritionist, are you there?
Hello?
Go.
Where were you?
I was just behind that wall over there.
Okay, then. That's fine.
Attention! We have an intruder. Actually, three. But two of them are in the factory, and the other one ran out.
We gotta go. Grab that piece and run. Hurry up, and don't step on the landmines on your way through.
A landmine!
Oh no, our nutritionist! I mean, is that a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, we can feed ourselves, and he was pretty useless, so that just really sucks for him. I mean, did he have a family? Probably not. He was a 3x2 shiny red Lego piece, so yeah.
Stop them!
Did you get the pieces?
What happened?
I'll tell you later. Where are the nutritionists?
He died.
Woohoo! They still messed up, but honestly, that's amazing.
We can celebrate later, but for now, we need to run, and then rebuild the pod to signal that there's life here.
Let's run, then.
If none of you stop them, then you are all fired.
Alright, we'll get out of here. And now instead of rebuilding it completely, just fix the single thing so that we can tell Foop that life is in here.
Alright.
You have to be quick, though.
I'm trying.
Come on, it's a small thing fixed, right? A small little GPS.
It's too late. We are nowhere, and you are not going to get back home.
No, you're too late. I have now signaled to our planet that there are people here and we need to get back up.
Oh, well. Then we will just be heading back. Run!
This all works out just great. Nutritionist is dead, or we are going to a new planet, and this is a mission success.
I do too.
Great.
This concludes episode 6, The Fortress. Please stay tuned for our next episode that'll probably never come out. Thank you. And don't forget to buy the Marsh Patel box set for $70. With this $70 box set, you get all 2 seasons and a sneak peek at season 3 that's coming out when, I don't even know, but it's gonna be awesome.
How in the world did we actually get through that to life?
With my luck, anything is possible.
Alright, so we moved to the heart of this whole place, the parts factory. That is where they make everything from shampoo to the parts that are needed to rebuild our ship.
Let's do what he said, even though I'm the commander. There should be 3 guards just around this corner. We take them out and disguise ourselves as them.
What if the clothes don't fit?
Then that's tough.
What is they hear us coming and then they send reinforcements?
They won't, because we're going to be sneaky.
What if the 3 of them beat us up instead of us beating them up?
They won't see us coming, so it'll be a surprise to them, and then we will beat them up.
What if...
Shut up and just do the freaking mission.
I was just asking all the possibilities that could happen to us and seeing the possible outcomes that could be in that situation.
Good grief.
Alright, on 3, we go. 1, 2, 3, go!
Oh no, our nutritionist! I mean, is that a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, we can feed ourselves and he was pretty useless, so that just really sucks for him. I mean, did he have a family? Probably not. He was a 3x2 shiny red Lego piece, so yeah.
Stop them!
Did you get the pieces?
What happened?
I'll tell you later. Where are the nutritionists?
He died.
Woohoo! They still messed up, but honestly, that's amazing.
We can celebrate later, but for now, we need to run. And then rebuild the pod to signal that there's life here.
Let's run, then.
If none of you stop them, then you are all fired.
Alright, we'll get out of here. And now instead of rebuilding it completely, just fix the single thing so that we can tell Foop that life is in here.
Alright.
You have to be quick, though.
I'm trying.
Come on, it's a small thing fixed, right? A small little GPS.
It's too late. We are nowhere, and you are not going to get back home.
No, you're too late. I have now signaled to our planet that there are people here and we need to get back up.
Oh, well. Then we will just be heading back. Run!
This all works out just great. Nutritionist is dead, or we are going to a new planet, and this is a mission success.
I do too.
Great.
This concludes episode 6, The Fortress. Please stay tuned for our next episode that'll probably never come out. Thank you. And don't forget to buy the Mars Patel box set for $70. With this $70 box set, you get all 2 seasons and a sneak peek at season 3 that's coming out when, I don't even know, but it's gonna be awesome.